As we continue with our theme, having looked this morning at Be Strong and tonight looking at the thought of In the Lord, and obviously putting them together and having a comprehensive theme of With His Strength, I'm grateful for all that God can and will do through each of us. Ephesians chapter 6. And I'd like for us again to look at the verses we read this morning and beginning in verse 10. Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for the reminders we've had in a musical fashion tonight of desiring for you to be the one who always guides and directs our paths. Thank you for the choir as well for the song reminding us of being strong in the Lord. I pray, God, that this matter of being strong in the Lord will truly guide our steps this year from the youngest to the oldest. And God, that you will help us as we seek to be more Christ-like, to be more mature, to be able to withstand from the wiles of the devil and the winds of doctrine that blow, that are not pleasing and glorifying to you and not in accordance with your scripture. And Lord, I pray that tonight as we examine your word, that you would just challenge each of us anew to make certain that the strength on which we are depending is not our own, but is that of God Almighty. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning we examine the first part of this key phrase, and here in Ephesians 6:10, being strong. And as I mentioned tonight, we're going to realize how we are to be strong, that it is always to be in the Lord. It's interesting that according to wire service reports, the New York man has set a record for the most records in the Guinness Book of World Records. His name is Ashrita Furman, and he is the first person to hold 100 records at the same time. His records include some rather interesting things: a mass poetry reading of the poem Precious in 111 languages, 27,000 jumping jacks in 5 hours, and you thought it was hard doing 25, eating 38 M&Ms with chopsticks in 1 minute. I don't think of that as really achieving the pinnacle of life's accomplishments. Nevertheless, he's held 234 total records, although many of those have been broken. And he's quoted as saying, "I believe we all have an inner strength that we very rarely use." And he also said, "I just love the challenge of trying to be the best in the world in something." Now, if we think about what each of us desires to be the best at, one thing that we have to quickly acknowledge is that we have no inner strength. You see, the Christian source of strength must come solely from the Lord, which is why anyone who tries to tell you to the contrary, that you can drum it up in yourself, that you've got it if you'll just keep digging a little bit deeper, if you'll just keep searching a little bit more, is totally confused as to what God's desire is for each of us. We find here in Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 11 the phrase "put on." It's interesting to note that that phrase "put on" literally means to envelop in, to hide in, to clothe with. So we think of putting on the armor of God, and we think of being strong in the Lord. It's not a matter of this is just one part of my life. It's not a matter of this is for a few days in the week. This is for a few times in which I spend my resources or my energies, and that's when I have the armor of God. No, it is to be what cloaks everything that we do. That God, I don't go to work, I don't go to the classroom, I don't go to church, I don't get in the pulpit, I don't go to the piano in my own strength. But truly that I seek to have God's strength so that then I can accomplish God's perfect will for my life and seek to have much more accomplished to truly praise and honor and glorify Him. I'm grateful for how God has shown His strength this past year here at Fairfax Baptist Temple. I thank the Lord for those that were called to preach, Aaron Morseberger and Emer Sapanta, my son David. I thank God for His strength as demonstrated in our general offerings increasing year over year by 4.9%, all that in a down economy. What does this signify? We are growing. Of course, the devil knows this as much as we do, and he doesn't want to see increased growth. He doesn't want to see more souls saved. He doesn't want to see more folks learning to trust God through learning to tithe and giving over and above a tithe. I remind us that the only way that we're going to avoid succumbing to the attacks of the devil is to the extent that our strength always comes from God. You know, when we think about the Christian life, I think some mistakenly believe that there is never a time of weakness. That there's, you know, if you get saved, then you're supposed to just automatically be perfect from that point on, and everything will be fine, and you don't have to worry about it. When we think about the Christian life, all of us have to readily acknowledge, I am very weak in and of myself. Anyone who tries to come about and boast of his own strength does not remotely understand what the armor of God is all about. Does not remotely understand what it means to be strong in the Lord. You see, none of us have any bootstraps that we can somehow grab onto and pull ourselves up by, but rather we have the strength of the Lord. And praise God that those resources are available to all who will call upon Him. We think of what He tells us in Isaiah chapter 40. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Look with me, if you would, in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Where we see here again, who is the one who has all strength? Who is the one who can strengthen you and me? Who can empower us to become all that God wants us to be? Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 19. And what it says here, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe according to the working of His mighty power? Vincent's Word Studies makes the following observation. The phrase according to the working of His power is to be connected with the exceeding greatness of His power. And the magnitude of God's power toward believers is known in the operation of the strength of His might. You see, you can be strong in the Lord. I can be strong in the Lord. But it's not a matter of my strength now becoming something. No, it's a matter of my receiving the strength of God. It's a matter of my leaning upon His almighty power. It's a matter of His working in and through my life to be able to accomplish what God truly desires. We think about the strength of the Lord and realize also that when it comes to this world in which we find ourselves, as we spent some time this morning looking at that warfare that we find ourselves in, but really we also can't lay aside that wrestling that takes place as we think of the spiritual endeavor and the spiritual struggle in which each child of God finds himself. It's interesting to note that the thought of wrestling to a person living back in Paul's day and age and in his culture in a Greek wrestling contest had a totally different context than what it has to you and to me today. Because when you consider the fact that the loser in a Greek wrestling contest had his eyes gouged out, resulting in blindness for the rest of his life, we can now have a little better conception or idea of the response of the Ephesians to the illustration that Paul is hereby giving to them. You see, you and I are up against the forces of the devil. We talked this morning about his strategies, his scheming, which is what that word wiles there refers to. But of course, we have to at the same time acknowledge that the only way I'm going to have any strength as I go against all of those forces of evil is to the extent that I'm not going in my own strength, but truly in the strength of the Lord. And of course, all too often we think of those who are seeking to accomplish something for the Lord. Very easily, we may look at a victory in our life and be grateful for that. And then we forget to depend upon God for yet our next victory, for the next day, for the next step. And we fall flat on our faces. We think in terms of the Old Testament and reminded there of Joshua and the children of Israel as they had gone about to Ai and were so quickly defeated because of one man's sin, and thinking now we don't really need to worry about this and we're able to go on. And of course, then they realized the only way that they were ever going to get the victory at Jericho had absolutely nothing to do with their strength. It had nothing to do with their military strategy, but it had to do with following the plan of God and allowing for God to show Himself mighty there in their midst. Our desire at Fairfax Baptist Temple is not for us to be able to carry out man's plan, man's ideas, man's strategies, but it's for God to empower us and to strengthen us so that as we have His strength, that we can accomplish more for His honor and for His glory. Of course, we think in terms of the Bible, and it is truly replete with examples of those whose strength was directly attributed to the Lord. And while time will not permit us to think of all of those, I submit to you the following examples. Abraham, who received his strength from God. The Bible says in Romans 4 and verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. The psalmist knew that strength belonged solely to God when he said in Psalm 62 and verse 11, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Paul knew that the only way that he was able to accomplish anything of eternal value was due to the strength of the Lord. 2 Timothy 4:17, he says, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Because of what Paul realized in his life, he was able to then impart those truths to Timothy, his son in the faith. And he encouraged Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Our Lord told His disciples that the only way that they would accomplish anything would be with Him. When He says in John 15 and verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Not some things, not just a few things. Absolutely nothing can be accomplished of eternal value without doing it in the strength of the Lord. The Tyndale New Testament commentary states, when life is lived in union with Him, within the orbit of His will, and so of His grace, there cannot be failure due to powerlessness. Turn with me, if you would, to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. And in verse 14, the Bible says, I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known Him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. What a thrill it is to have God's presence enveloping you, to have His power filling you, and to be able to know that because you are depending upon God and on God alone, that yes, you can be victorious every single day of your life. But again, when we think about how easy it is for any of us to slip and to begin to depend upon ourselves, well, it's then and only then that we realize we must come back to the Lord. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Psalms, to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. David was one who was oftentimes pursued. David was one whose life was at risk on more than one occasion. David was one who was not only pursued by his enemies, but pursued by his friends or those that feigned themselves as friends. We think of Saul and his followers. And yet David is able to say in Psalm 27 in verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" When we stop and think of all of the things that can go wrong, you think of the danger that you face in traffic on a daily basis. You think of the dangers that you face going to work, as we've heard this last week, yet again, of those in the malicious mail items that are being sent to different governmental offices and agencies. We think again of those that are just going about their daily business and find themselves the victims of all kinds of violent crimes. Isn't it wonderful to know that the child of God never has to go out trembling and being fearful if he but derives his strength from God Almighty? That doesn't mean there aren't scary things that are out there. That doesn't mean that there aren't dangers that are out there. That doesn't mean that there aren't difficulties, that there aren't things that could easily try to cause us to become discouraged. But I have no reason to withdraw and to say, "Well, what's the use? I can't accomplish anything more. I can't go out there. I can't face the unknown." No, because the Lord is the strength of my life. Of course, the Apostle Paul knew what the spiritual warfare was all about. He knew what the spiritual wrestling was all about. And that's why he was able to say, "Yes, yes, Ephesians, we can be strong. But the only way that we can be strong is to the extent that we are strong in the Lord and in the power of God's might." I'm grateful when we think about again what he reminds us. If you look back in Ephesians chapter 3, he touches on this theme throughout this epistle here, and Ephesians chapter 3, in verse 14, he says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth, in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man." My, doesn't that contradict what our Guinness Book record setter had said? You see, that inner man has no strength unless it comes from the Holy Spirit. Unless it comes from God Almighty. But the wonderful thing we realize is that not only can we be strengthened, but we can equally pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ to also be strengthened in the Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit at work in their hearts and in their lives. So what are some ways that we are going to seek to go forward in the strength of the Lord in 2011? The Bible says in 1 Chronicles 16 and verse 11, we are to seek the Lord and to seek His strength, to seek His face continually. Looking forward to some strengthened ministries here at FBT. And a couple of those areas that we are going to put a deliberate emphasis on this year is through restructuring our outreach in our Bible study fellowship classes.
Brother Barr met this past Wednesday night with a number of our teachers, and we're looking forward to taking the Bible Study Fellowship ministry and helping us to raise the accountability factor and being more cognizant of those that may fall through the cracks, of those that may come and stop coming, of not just saying, okay, well, they're absent, but going after them, finding out what need do they have, how can we minister to them, how can we help them, what are some areas of weakness that we can come as brothers and sisters in Christ and seek to strengthen them. I'm also looking forward to having an expanded greeters and parlor ministry. And that's already been started this past year in terms of a massive training effort. So that when a person walks onto our property, from the time they get out of their car, literally to the time that they come into the building, drop off their children if they have any, come to the Sunday school class or the Bible study fellowship class, go to the church service and walk off the premises, that the whole time there is someone that is there by their side, simply trying to be a help and encouragement to them. Looking forward to some fun activities this year that I think will continue to strengthen us as a church family. We're going to have another one of our Grand Canyon treks coming up in September for any of those who are interested in hiking the 17 miles. We've done it a couple of times. We're going to make that available again, flying out on a Monday and coming back on a Wednesday. I'm also looking forward. I've been in contact again with Brother David Hasafluk, our missionary to Albania, and we're looking at having a medical mission trip to be able to go over there. It's going to be done actually in 2012, but the planning part of that is going to take place this year. The wheels are already turning, and we've already initiated the process to find out with the legal authorities to be able to go in there and to have a tremendous evangelistic effort that will be in conjunction with a medical clinic. And we'll be talking to those of you that have medical expertise or are familiar with that and be able to add to those ranks and be able to therefore go and minister to the physical needs, but more importantly, also be able to minister to the spiritual needs. But that's a new opportunity, something we've never done in the history of our church. Also looking forward this fall to offering an overseas trip. And we've got two possibilities and going to look at church-wide, either going back to the Holy Land with a different itinerary and seeing some different sites than we're seeing the last time, or another option we're also considering is doing a Journeys of Paul trip, going to both Turkey and Greece, being able to see some of these places where the Apostle Paul traveled and ministered. Our ladies, we're developing a brand new ministry called the Helping Hands Ministry, which will allow the ladies in an organized fashion to minister to those who have needs, whether it's through gift cards or gas cards or helping those that have a new baby or are sick, or oftentimes even at a funeral through organizing meals, through cleaning a house if it may be necessary, if a person is bedridden, and through other times of need. Looking forward to having increased business luncheons for the men. As we mentioned this morning, a couple of Fridays from now, we're going to have another business luncheon there at Pentagon City. But all of these things are to cause us as a church family to be stronger, so that we don't have people that don't get truly their strength from the Lord, although they might be right in our own midst. They might come and sit beside you on a Sunday morning, but they don't really seek to live in the strength of the Lord. Oh, they may have the Bible, they may sing the songs, but they're not growing and they're not becoming stronger. Yes, they're a child of God. Yes, thank the Lord, they've been born into God's family. But as we were mentioning this morning from the book of Hebrews, they're still on that milk and they've not gotten into the strong meat yet. And so our desire is to go after those and to encourage them. And that's why we've already started with our ministerial staff here this past week at looking at the names of those that are not involved in Bible study fellowship classes, so that we can directly go after those who are already members at FBT, but just not interested in deepening their spiritual walk. Perhaps aren't aware of it, perhaps don't realize the benefits of something such as a Bible study fellowship class, but to help them to realize this is going to strengthen your walk with the Lord. And of course, we think as well when we do all of that, that yes, we will be able to see God do great and mighty things. The Bible says, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. So all of these things, as we seek to have a wonderful year for God's honor and for God's glory, as we seek to be strong, as we seek to deepen our walk with the Lord, it's not through some type of false piety or superficial intellectual ability, but it's through a greater dependence upon God. It's through knowing this book. It's through being able to take this book and use it as a guide to help others who still need to grow more in their own personal walk. So tonight, what I'd like for all of us to think about is to examine our own hearts and lives and say, God, what are the areas in my life in 2011 that you truly desire to strengthen? God, what are the areas in my life where I can be more greatly involved in the ministry of the local church so that I can take the gifts that you have given to me to use them for your honor and glory, and truly at the end of 2011, not only have grown, but have taken what you've given to me and strengthened that. You know, when we think about the armor of God, it's not a matter of somehow going out and getting new armor. It's just a matter of taking the armor that God has already given to us and putting it to use. It's a matter of learning how important each piece of that is and the role that that should play in my daily living. So tonight you may be looking at your own spiritual life and saying, well, Pastor, I'm saved. I've got no doubt about that. Everything's fine in my life. But what you need to do tonight, what we all need to do, is to say, God, what more can you do through me? God, what are the more souls that I can go after through the power of God to be able to point them to Christ? Lord, what are the areas of my life that can be strengthened? What are the ways in which I can be a better husband, a better father, a better wife, a better mother, a better child? Not through my own inner strength, but through a greater dependence upon the strength of the Lord. And as each of us will truly take to heart this matter of being strong in the Lord, then yes, we can recommit to God, asking Him for His strength, so that we can be all that God Almighty desires. Psalm 29:11 says, the Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. And I ask you tonight, will you find your strength in the Lord? Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. God, tonight, there is a war that is going on around us. There is a spiritual wrestling, Father, against principalities, powers, spiritual darkness. Father, we thank you that you have given us the armor of God, the armor of light. And God, that as we allow ourselves to put on the armor of God, to be enveloped by the armor of God, we can be strong. We can withstand in the evil day. Father, tonight, all of us, I pray, Lord, we'll examine our hearts and ask God, what are the ways in which I can be stronger this year? Not just how can I keep going about the same old, same old. Lord, what are some areas there where I can take what I've already heard and really develop it? I can take the gifts that you've given to me and have a greater dependence upon you and use those gifts as never before. God, who are the souls that I can pray more fervently for? Father, how can I be a better leader in my home? How can I be a better servant of God? And Lord, as we are depending upon you, then we can have the strength to carry on through difficult times, the strength to face off all of the darts of the devil, and Lord, the strength to have the determination to be all that you want us to be. God, may each of us tonight truly desire, Lord, strengthen me as never before in 2011 for your honor and for your glory. For we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.